Well, might as well make a positive out of a negative. What a fucking clusterfuck of a day that I am having. Don't ever buy a Trek bike, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying it right there. I will take this podcast down if Trek offers me some kind of sponsorship or a new bike or something. In the meantime, it's an absolute lemon of a bike. I'm sure that they're not all like this. I think Trek is Trek is a very high-end bike company, but in my eyes, they fucking suck. All the dicks. It's kind of a long story, but I guess I got time. I got megabytes that I have to shed. So I'll get into the story. Ever since I've owned this bike, my grandma, quote unquote, bought me a new bike for Christmas one year. It was my dad, I think, that bought the bike, but my grandma had given our family, you know, every year my grandma always gives the family a bunch of money, and they knew I needed a new bike, so they bought me this bike, and it was a high-end, expensive bike. All the bells and whistles, it looked like it was all cracked up to be a great bike, but a lot of things went wrong on it pretty early on that I've never had. I got a shit ton of flat tires, which, very frustrating. Ton of flat tires, broke a chain. One time I smashed my face up. I guess that's the fault of the tire, the style of the tire and not the bike, but the bike did decide to, the company did decide to put those tires on the bike. Anyways, the bike sucks. Flat tires all the time. Just not good experiences with this bike. Don't know if it's cursed or what. Whatever. I go a pretty decent amount of time. My voice is all hoarse already because I had a temper tantrum, and I tend to yell and scream and punch things when I have temper tantrums, and today was no different. Now my voice is a little bit hoarse, but it's been a long time since I had a flat, but I ended up getting a flat, so that sucked balls, because I don't own an air compressor. I had borrowed my dad's air compressor, so in order to do, I do have a tire patch kit, because I get a lot of flats, and I used to have an air compressor that I borrowed from my dad that I'd find the leak on the tube, but I gave, that's my fucking rim and tire and tube all banging around in the tractor on the back window there. So no air compressor, so that kind of sucks, but usually I go to co-op and use theirs, but, I would have done that on my way to work, allegedly, but I allegedly am working at 6 a.m. and not 7 a.m., so the co-op air would not have been open yet, so I couldn't have filled up there, and I wouldn't have made it all the way to work, allegedly, to use their compressor, so I'm like, I'll chip away on this. So, coffee break rolls around at work, allegedly, and I go to grab I take the tire and all that stuff, and the adapter, because they use Prestavalves. That's the other thing that fucking sucks about Trek bikes. I don't know if you know what a Prestavalve is, but they're fucking pointless and stupid and shitty, because they're a different style of way to get air into your tire than any other tire ever most used. So anyways, if I go to a co-op, it'll use the kind of air. Oh my god, I can't even fucking put my thoughts together because I'm so angry and I'm so stupid. That's part of the reason, by the way, that this isn't all the bike's fault. We don't use the R word anymore. But I'm pretty sure that I was really close to being, like, actually mentally, like, legitimately mentally challenged. Not just, like, the stupidest normal human being there is, but, like, actually mentally challenged. Like, I think I was very close. Very close to actually having disabilities that are, like, not normal people disabilities. Like, a lot of people have ADHD and ADD and OCD, like, and I don't know that I have any of that to a clinical level, but, like, actually mentally challenged. Like, this guy can't think correctly. Like, this guy has to be on, like, medication, and he has to take, like, classes for, like, you know, he has to ride the... I'm not trying to be disparaging to people with mental challenges that have to ride the short bus, and I know that's a derogative term that you'd say, but, like, I feel like I was very close to that. Maybe, like, one more head injury as a baby away from, like, being just, like, mentally challenged. I'm really frustrated. This is a comedy of errors that may one day be funny to me, but at the moment, I want to murder my dog right now. I literally want to murder my dog, and that may have something to do with the fact that he apparently took a walking piss on our bedroom floor. That may be part of the reason why I want to murder my dog right now, but the frustration of my day also makes me want to murder my dog. Part of this situation is that I'm really stupid. But anyways, so Presta valves, yeah. So anytime you go to a gas station and you go to put air in your tires, boom, lickety-split, works good. Presta valves don't work on that thing. So you have to use an adapter that you screw into the Presta valve, and then you pump your tires up that way. Apparently the high-end bike people have some legitimate, valid reason why they think that's a good way to do things. I just want to be able to easily fill my tires up with air. So don't fucking... I don't need your high-end way to get air, or whatever advantage you think that it is, to use this thing. Just, you can keep it. Just give me the regular fucking way to do it. No, I have to... Okay, so I have to get an adapter. Hammy gives me an adapter. Thanks, Hammy. So I plugged that thing in. So anyways, I had the adapter on my rear tire. My front tire went flat. I took the adapter off the rear tire, put it on the front tire. I go to get the tire. It's riding in my tractor with me, allegedly. And then, you know, once coffee break and lunch break rolls around, I'll go fix this tire. Well, the first time I start, you know, trying to unscrew things, and one of the, I don't know what it is, but something's cross-threaded on it, a thing that, like, makes your valve stay in the rim or whatever. So that thing's cross-threaded, so I had to go home and grab wrenches so I could get that off. And then that was the last time, I don't remember the last time I saw this adapter, but I did have it on my tire at one point. And now, I just plain don't know where the thing went. So I got everything all set up for myself, kind of rolling up all, you know, a little bit happy, just hopeful, very hopeful that things are going to go well. I walk up to use the air thing at co-op to, you know, pump some air in, find the leak. I got my tire patch kit that I had Lisa leave on the front step for me, that I picked up at home later. And then, are you following my plan here? So anyways, I go to get this all going, and then all of a sudden, I don't know where the adapter is. I'm like, oh, did I leave it at home when I was getting that cross-threaded part out? Like, I'm at a loss here. I call Lisa, see if I left it by where I was working. She can't find it. I look in the tractor a little bit, I can't find it there. I actually go back home, look for it where I was working, couldn't find it there. So now, yeah, now there's no fixing this fucking tire because of, well, Presta valves definitely make a big issue for that, for one. my stupidity obviously being the biggest issue, but yeah, I have no idea where that fucking adapter went. I had it, probably put it in my pocket or something, and it fell out of my stupid fucking old ass Adidas pants. I don't know. And I don't know how I'm ever going to get an adapter because we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic right now. Bike shops aren't open. I don't imagine they sell one $2 adapter on Amazon. So, I mean, at least gas is at an all-time, not all-time low, but like a decade low right now. But like, I'm a fat fuck right now. I'm gaining weight like crazy. I didn't think I was gaining weight. It turns out I am. So I really wanted to be riding my bike to and from work every single day, now that I'm back at work, allegedly. But I don't know when I'm going to be able to do that, now that I don't know where my fucking adapter is, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to put air in my tire. So don't ever buy a Trek bike, is what it all comes down to. Don't ever buy a bike that uses Presta valves at all, because they're fucking horseshit. And by the way, you also get, that's part of the problem and reason why I'm getting all these flat tires, is Presta valves, they're just stupid. You're getting flats for no reason. You also get flats for reasons. I mean, I do find holes in my tubes when I go to patch them. So I am puncturing my tubes. I feel like I've always kind of had an issue with tubes, with flat tires. Positive out of negative. I don't care if this is an unlistenable podcast, if this is not interesting in any way, shape, or form. I'm pissed off, and I'm going to chip away on the megabytes. And maybe in a situation like this, this Trump-Biden bet, so that I'd never have to podcast anymore, is maybe it would be a good thing, so that I don't have to be beholden to doing this anymore. But on the plus side, maybe talking about all my frustrations is how Charlie keeps his life. And I don't end up murdering my dog because I'm talking this immense... Why the fuck did he piss on the living room? I don't know if Lisa just didn't take him out and make sure he pissed. I'm not going to blame Lisa. But sometimes I think she's... I mean, she's doing a lot right now. She's looking after Benson all by herself. I think sometimes she's a little bit lackadaisical in the way she handles Charlie. I don't know. I shouldn't say that, because Charlie's a fucking idiot. Charlie's almost as stupid as I am. He's a dumb fucking dog, I have to say. I love Charlie, but he's fucking really stupid. Like, that's another thing. Don't ever buy a Trek bike, and don't ever buy a purebred dog. I'd say probably don't ever buy a dog in general, like from a breeder. I don't know if purebreds are, if it's just purebreds that are stupid, or if he's just dumb because he's small and he's got a tiny brain. And I think he might have been the runt of the litter, too. But yeah, I don't know why the fuck he did that. But, I also don't know why I'm such a fucking idiot that I lost that fucking adapter. Like, what the fuck? How'd I do that? Now, like, yeah, I'm fucked if I don't have an adapter. I don't know if Hammy has another one he can give me, but probably not. And in the middle of a pandemic, he's not going to want touching of things. And, God. So there's my Manic Monday. My Monday Morning Ant Brigade. The name of a great Bouncing Souls song. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck I did that. There's a little hole, kind of right around, if there was an adapter rolling around in the tractor, right around the area that it would be, like, rolling around, there's a little hole in the tractor. Like, just a little... I don't know why it's there, but it's there. And I could see the adapter rolling out of that fucking hole. And it's lost to the streets of Saskatoon now. Hopefully some poor sap like me that's trying to get their tire fixed and doesn't have a fucking adapter for their Presta valve maybe finds it and it makes their day. That would be great, but you know, trying to do my best to save myself some time and not have to schlep around with a fucking flat tire all day after work, allegedly. Try to get it fixed during my legal breaks, my allotted 15-minute coffee breaks and half-hour lunch break. Try to get it all done, and all that it leads to is more stress. More trouble, more stress, more fucking around, more aggravation, more murderous thoughts about my dog. Just a no good, very bad day, all stemming from fucking Trek bikes. So don't ever buy a Trek bike, because biggest lemon I have ever had by, well, that Tim Hortons bike. That Tim Hortons bike was a bigger lemon than that, than my bike. My mom won a bike in Roll Up the Rim to win, and I needed a bike, so she gave it to me. And eventually, like, it got so fucked around that the front wheel wouldn't even turn anymore. Like, I don't know what happened. It's just regular biking. It's not like I did anything crazy with that bike. But all of a sudden, I just couldn't, the front wheel wouldn't turn anymore. Like, literally would not turn. Like, it got, like, I don't know, the bearings got, I don't know. Like, I don't know, because any bike that I've ever owned before, that has never happened to it. It had lots of problems. Well, not lots of problems, but it had issues. And then, yeah, and then at an eventual point, like, things just got progressively louder and louder. It was all, like, rickety sounding when I'd be riding it around. And then all of a sudden, it just, the wheel was just stuck. Like, the wheel and tires were just jammed up. And that was it. You couldn't ride because the wheel would not turn. It was like you had your brake. Stronger. Like, there's no brake ever that would be as strong as the brake that was applied to that bike. And it had nothing to do with the brake. I don't know what was wrong with it. But yeah, it just, so Roll Up the Rim to lose is how I always describe that bike. So I guess that bike was a bigger lemon than my Trek bike. But my Trek bike also was very expensive. And that bike was a prize. So, I mean, maybe my mom has bought a lot of coffee enough that that bike was overpriced. But I don't know. Anyways, yeah. Don't ever buy Trek bikes. Fuck me. So fucking mad right now. Yeah, so what else? I guess in regards to that bet, I don't know what our solution is going to be. I guess maybe I have to go to Asia. Oh, God. I'm looking for a ball diamond right now to groom. Oh, and of course, there's somebody behind me that wants to turn at the exact same time that I just turned and want to do a U-turn. Fucking angry. So fucking angry, man. Like, yeah, so that bet, I guess, the Josh's counter offer was I win, as in he wins, I have to go with him to a trip to Asia in the next 2 years, and if he wins, I have to go to Asia in the next 2 years, and if I win, he'll pay for my flight. So I'm thinking about it more and more. It might be be worth looking into, worth exploring. But I don't know. It might be hard within the next 2 years with the new. I don't know if I said this publicly on the podcast, but we're having a second child. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to just fuck off to Asia for a week when, you know, I've got a newborn and a toddler to look after. That's a lot for Lisa to take in. So I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that, but I do kind of like, I like the approach. I like the thought. Man, I hate losing things so fucking much. It's going to, like, oh my god, I can't believe I fucking, like, it's amazing how something so small can be so important. And yeah, it's going to drive me nuts for a really, really, really long time that I lost that adapter. It's really going to get me.
It's really going to get my goat. Let's see
if this diamond is ready to groom yet. Doesn't quite look like it, but I got to fix some shit. I tried to groom this earlier in the day. We got snow here.
Yeah, you heard that right.
We got snow here in May. It's not even really that surprising for Saskatoon. But yeah, we got some May snow over the weekend. And I didn't really think the diamond was going to be too wet to groom when I got on it. So, I wouldn't say I fucked it up, but I sort of, I just got to go fix. I didn't even know if you want to say fix. It wasn't like I damaged things to the point that they need repair. But I should just do a little drive over again to sort of go over what I went over. Because I wasn't quite ready to get groomed back then. So now I'm driving around in circles. Kind of what grooming is, in order to fix my previous grooming job. But anyways, okay, I guess I should sign off. I updated the software on my phone. My phone is a very old phone, and I just updated the software again. And it seems as though it's just destroying the battery life. I'll see what I'm at now. What are we at for battery life? I don't know. I can't see it. But I'm pretty sure that I charged my phone overnight, and then I listened to a YouTube video for just when I was getting ready in the morning. It would have been maybe like 15 to 20 minutes. And then I looked at my battery and I was at 11%. So hopefully something got fucked up and I didn't actually charge my phone to 100% overnight or something. Because yeah, that if I'm at that level of battery life, then I've got some problems because I just... This phone is old, but it's also new. Like, I just started using it a few months ago. So it's a new phone to me, and I would really like it to have better battery life than that because I'm planning on using this phone for a lot longer I want to use this for a few years. And if I have battery life like that, I don't know that I'm going to be able to use it for a few years. But anyways, I think I'm going to let you go. Still really mad. Still really frustrated. Yeah. I'm going to have to ask Cammy for a favor today. And I feel like he's mad at me. I don't know why. But yeah, I sense a tension with him towards me. So I don't know that he's going to be willing to lend me a adapter so that I can fix my tire. So I might be getting fatter this summer as I fail to ride my bike until bike fucking shops are open again. So yeah, frustrating stuff, but what the fuck are you going to do? So okay, I'll let you go. Thanks for listening, Josh. And yeah, take it easy.